Iranian automaker Saipa rolls out three new cars for this spring. Saipa's sub-brand 151 van, Tiba 211, and a new class of Kia Pride with automated manual transition were unveiled at the presence of high-ranking officials and industrialists, including lawmakers, vice president, and commerce minister. Addressing the inauguration ceremony at Saipa's central plant in Tehran, Vice President Rahimi said the Iranian car maker has managed to tackle the unilateral sanctions regime imposed by the West.
We should get rid of petrodollars, and we will do it soon. Sanctions are a blessing in disguise. Sanctions put pressure on the government and the nation, but at the end, they only make us more self-reliant and self-sufficient. As they say, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The Iranian auto industry tackled the sanctions regime, and we are proud of your efforts and success.
Also addressing the inauguration ceremony, Commerce Minister Ghazanfari said carmaker Saipa doesn't need petrodollars because it has what it takes to stay in the competition with the help of its own range of cars.
Over the past 12 months, we saw an important development in the Iranian economy. The country cut down 50% of its addiction to oil revenues. This development is much more important than the state subsidy phase-out. I'm confident that in the coming months, our automakers can and will be able to rid themselves of the rest of petrodollars. They can do so through higher production and exports.
Just like Iran Khodro Company, another giant car maker, Saipa has established a foothold for 13 models in the markets of the Middle East, Africa, Central Asia, and Latin America. The company plans to roll out affordable electric cars as well as cars with smaller, more fuel-efficient engines in the coming years.
Saipa is the second largest car producer in Iran. It produces around 500,000 cars a year and exports to at least 15 countries. Aman Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.